Geronimo and Mike O'Mara request the honor of your attendance at
the Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
Wednesday, February 14th at the illustrious WAVA Parking Lot. Over 24 couples tying the knot in true morning zoo fashion.
The Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
Witness the spectacle of seeing two white, not fat, Catholic guys jump into a giant tub of Hershey's chocolate.
The Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
Wedding gifts courtesy of 7-Eleven, catering courtesy of Roy Rogers. Open to the public Valentine's Day at 6 a.m. Hey, come early and take Big Al Goodman's parking space.
The Don and Mike Parking Lot of Love.
105 WAVA.
Thank you, Victor. It's 7:06.
Lovely guy.
And here's a quick wedding show update for you. We got to schmooze all these folks who have supplied products. Tuxes and gowns from Royal Formal and Bridal. Flowers from Burke Flores University Mall. Tent Chupa Archway and chairs from McLean Rentals. Dial 1-800-RENTAL-3.
Mm-hmm.
Photography by Joe Myra's Creative Photography. Valentine's gift packs from 7-Eleven. Movie passes from Kaylee Theaters.
Yeah.
Lobster dinner from Studebaker's. Reception catered by Roy's. Sodas from Classic Coke and Diet Coke. Breath mints from Certz. Chocolate syrup from Hershey's and Dunk Tank from Vienna JC's.
All right.
We still need a civil wedding celebrant, an accordion player, a string quartet or a brass section, and we need a wedding cake.
Yeah, and that civil celebrant. Let me be honest with you, folks. We're still looking for that civil celebrant. Probably the main cog in the big wedding wheel.
At this point, we'll even take somebody like Reverend Jim Ignatowski. if you have a mail order degree and you become a member of the priesthood that way, that's fine, too.
There you go.
If you're a Mooney, come on by. We really don't care. Last item before the quiz here. Speaking of Steve Deucey.
The Deuce Man.
This is from the Post today. How is former WRC feature reporter Steve Deucey doing on his new syndicated show, House Party?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask.
Uh-oh.
Locally here during the first week, the show House Party averaged a 2.4 Nielsen rating and a 10% audience share that each ratings point represents 17,000 homes. That's the good news for Steve. The show's doing okay here.
All right.
Out in Los Angeles, House Party airs at 10 a.m. on NBC-owned KNBC, right after The Golden Girls and 227.
Right.
This Monday, House Party averaged a 0.3 rating and a 1% share. On Monday in Chicago, it averaged a 1.4 on NBC-owned WMAQ after Santa Barbara. And in Indianapolis, the ratings are so low, they don't meet the minimum reporting standards for the Nielsen count.
It's just temporary. It's just a temporary thing. It's going to work itself out. We have faith in you, Steve.
We got to get on that show. He's got to at least keep that thing running until we get on. It's 7:09 to WAVA. Now let's play the quiz. Tell me a little bit about our contestant, please. I mean, he desperately needs us now.
He does, absolutely. Let's put down our Nielsen family and welcome Jeff Saul of College Park. Jeff is a grad student at Maryland University, or the University of Maryland, whichever you'd like to call it. But he likes bicycling, reading, driving a hard bargain for a new Ford, and watching the A-Team.
Hi, this is Jimmy Klein.
I'm Jimmy Klein. Hey, what's the matter with my parking lot?
Wow, look, I wonder if he talks like that every day.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Klein. What the hell happened here?
No, because he smiles a lot on TV.
Somebody drove over 20 of my cars with a bulldozer.
I can't believe that. Where's that bulldozer?
I'm Jimmy Klein.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, good morning. Please pick C, okay?
All right.
We got to go. We're running late. It's 9:07. 9:07. I'm sorry. Dyslexic there. It's 7:09. The USA Today reports the results of a new survey they did on Americans and sex.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, new survey be out in tomorrow's paper shows in a survey of 300 men and women, it revealed that 92% of couples name sex as their main topic of conversation during dinner.
Yeah.
And A, 75% talk about sex during lunch.
Mm-hmm.
B, 35% talk about sex during breakfast.
Sure.
C, 42% talk about food while having sex.
Boom!
I'm going to have to go with C.
Way to go, Jeff. Good answer.
Answer. Yes, tell Jeff. What is wine?
For your Valentine, it's a dozen red roses
and a pair of tickets to see the War of the Roses. Congratulations, Jeffrey.
All right. Okay. Thanks, guys.
Here we go, Jeff. Number two, okay. Mike Tyson and Hulk Hogan are getting together in Detroit on February 23rd for a special meeting. Why are Mike Tyson and Hulk Hogan meeting in Detroit?
Why, brother?
A, Mike will referee Hulk's wrestling match.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, Mike and Hulk will tape their appearance on Friday Night Videos. Or they're meeting in Detroit, C, to announce their engagement.
That's a tough one, but I'm
going
to have to go with C.
Good answer. Way to go, Jeff. Way to go, brother.
All right, tell him what he's won, Hulk.
It's a six-pack of Diet Coke. Diet Coke. Discover the one calorie taste worth leaving Pepsi for. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. And finally, a dentist in Sacramento, California, was acquitted Monday on charges that he had relations with several of his female patients while they were under the effect of a painkiller.
Oh, no.
He was acquitted. They said he didn't do it. The doctor's lawyer said that he won the case because all the women could remember was the dentist saying a couple of words to them while they were under. Uh-huh. What were the words that they remember him saying?
Mm-hmm.
Was it A, sit back and relax?
Yeah.
B, lay back and take it easy?
Mm-hmm.
Or C, whatever you do, don't bite down?
C.
Way to go, Jeff.
Kind of a switch. See, normally they tell you to bite down.
Sure, of course.
All right, well, tell Jeff what he's won, Mike.
It's one free medium Hawaiian pizza
at any participating Pizza Hut restaurant or delivery location in the Metro D.C. area. Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game, Jeff Saul.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, my friend, thank you. Elvis to Elvis. Coming right up along with the aforementioned George Preston on WAVA. But first, at 12 past 7, here's Queen O' Prunes.
Look out, Huntington Beach, because here it comes. 46 degrees in...
Now, I just learned how to ski. You've just learned how to ski. This will be the first actual away from radio station vacation that we've taken together with our families.
Yes, you're right. That's right. That is true.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've gone away together, but there's always been a broadcast.
That's right. The station's been involved with
it. So anyway, we're finally, this friendship is finally getting going, although I think it may crash in our faces this weekend.
There isn't always an outside chance of that.
This comes from the UPI Wire. Frank just brought this in from Virginia. Virginia officials say one of the warmer Januaries on record has closed two of the state's four ski areas, idling workers and melting away profits at resorts that depend heavily on wintertime tourists for their economic survival.
Now, is one of them ours?
Doesn't say. It doesn't say. There's two out of four.
Two out of four. Well, maybe ours is included, but I mean, still, it's going to be 70 degrees. Well, how can you ski in that?
I
guess you can ski up in the high altitudes, but I mean, it's not high altitude stuff out
there.
Hi, honey.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, listen, were you listening?
I guess you were. I was talking to my mom, and I heard you chatting, so I hung it up, but I heard part of it about the ski slope.
Yes, two of the four in Virginia are closed.
I called yesterday, and they said that they still have a couple slopes open, that they're making it, and... man-made.
Well, I mean, we still want to go, but I don't know if we should count it to be a total skiing vacation. Maybe we should bring Trivial Pursuit with us, huh?
Well, that's why we're going to this place, because it has the...
I just got chills up my spine when you said that. Oh, man, Trivial Pursuit. Scattergories.
Oh, my wife loves that one. You have that one, don't you?
Yeah, I bought that one.
Scattergories. Yep.
No, I don't think Mike and I should play a game together. We're too competitive.
Yeah, but it might be fun, you know. It might make for some interesting chit-chat.
Yeah, good. Right. We just wanted to give you that bulletin to let you know that the fun family vacation still is on.
Well, good. No,
still on.
I know you wouldn't care if there's not skiing, because you would find that you wouldn't be humiliated on the slopes. I know you're a little embarrassed because you're not, you know, you haven't been as many times.
Plus, it's a good chance just to stay in the room and get lots of room service and watch cable TV.
Mm-hmm.
You get that feeling we're going to make the Griswolds look like America's ideal family this weekend?
I think so. All right, honey, just wanted to give you that bulletin.
Okay, hey, and this is it's a nice place we're going to, like, very yuppie and classy, so I don't think it should be a Griswold weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We're not going
to
do
anything. Well, don't worry. I got the same lecture before we went last time. We went to the ski resort around Christmas time, and the whole way out, the whole 4 hours up, all I heard was, this is a four-star resort. This is classy. Don't be yourself.
Well, I just remember, where was it? Was it Puerto Rico, Mike?
Okay, Frida. Okay. That was a joke. I'm sorry. That happened. That won't happen this weekend. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
I know what she's talking about.
Okay, that's it. I'm not going. Oh,
when
no.
We were in that restaurant, the
Please
seafood restaurant in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. My wife is going to get ticked off at me now because she hated that too. She's never let me forget that.
All right. Just let me say it was a shot heard around the world.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, we can.
It was just a little joke between Don and myself. They sort of got out of hand, if you know what I mean.
The whole restaurant joined in. All right, well, love you. See
you.
All right, bye. Hey, is the weatherman up?
Yeah, he's up.
Okay, we'll talk to him later.
Okay, bye.
Aloha.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye. So sure to be a weekend of sun and fun.
Yeah, it's starting out real great.
And it starts tomorrow morning at 11 when we all make that big 4-hour drive together.
Is that how long it is?
Yeah. Hey, maybe we'll be able to talk about Julia all the way up there.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm talking about terrified Julia Szymanski, who, as I mentioned a moment ago, feared the worst when she thought she had a tumor. But it turns out doctors removed a 4-inch pork chop bone from her buttocks.
Lovely photograph of Julia here.
I couldn't believe it. And the doctors couldn't either, said the 63-year-old grandmother from right outside Nashville, Tennessee. I don't have any idea how a pork chop bone got in there. Mm-hmm. Doctors told me I must have sat on the bone years ago and never felt it go in. But for the life of me, I can't remember sitting on a pork chop bone. It would hurt. Her physician estimates that the bone had been in her for 5 to 10 years, based on the amount of tissue that had grown around it. I've heard of people getting bones stuck in them, but usually they know about it, right. Said her doctor. Julia first noticed a little knot in her backside. She didn't worry about it until the knot shifted and was jutting out from her left buttock.
No!
I figure I better have it checked out. She heard the word tumor, of course. She almost went into shock. In the days before the surgery, she prayed every night, "Dear God, don't let this be the end." Get it? The end.